now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Okay, second hour of the Earshot 20, and here it is right now for you on your dial. I'm Anthony Inman. Brian Cleveland is also in studio. If you missed any part of the first hour, you can check it out online. We'll tell you how to do that a little later on, but right now, we're going to give you the top 10. That all comes from earshot-online.com. Brian's going to let you know what you find if you go to that website.
You should go and check it out. There's a reason that we tell you about it twice every single week. It is a super awesome website where you'll find the National Campus and Community Radio Port, again, at earshot-online.com every single week. And that is on Tuesday evening. This week, we are counting down the National Top 50 for the week ending Tuesday, March 15th, 2016. We're about to get into the top 10 as we bring you selections from the top 20 albums charting across Canada. You might be wondering how the top 50 is created. It is a combination of over 30 campus and community radio stations' own top 30 charts. And there are both national and regional charts as well for multiple genres, including electronic, hip-hop, jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues. There are monthly and yearly charts, as well as reviews, interviews, and so very much more. So go and check it out in your free time, earshot-online.com.
I realize something as we do these shows every week. We're quite presumptuous because we always think that they want to know where things come from. I mean, we're going to tell them anyway, but you probably want to know this.
I think maybe you know. Should know.
Okay. But we're reaffirming the information. You can find us online a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook, and at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out. All the great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we'd love to give you some exposure on the show. We'll do that by playing something from your latest release and give you an interview. Lots of great stuff coming up in this hour of the program. Lots of great music. Steven joins us again with another bit of music news, and we'll have the lowdown. So jam-packed in this hour. Don't want to take too much time out of it for chatting, but our first artist coming up in this hour of the program actually had some issues on stage. I know I don't think this has even come up. This was this probably wasn't part of the news as when Steven and I were recording at the time, but Grimes getting electrocuted by an earpiece during one of her concerts, and then she just brushed it off. She was like, "Yeah, well."
Yeah, no, she was really great about it. She actually said that she wanted to make sure that any of the staff at the place that they were playing didn't get punished or fired, because it's just something that kind of happens. There's malfunctions, and thankfully everyone is okay. And speaking of Exclaim, they have a brand new issue out. It is pretty swanky looking.
That cover is
pretty cool. It's a really, really, like, it pops.
Yeah.
It's a really cool cover of Drake, who, of course, has an album coming out in just about a month's time, and you should go and pick up the latest issue of Exclaim wherever you might find it. Local establishments, record stores, radio stations.
Right here outside of our radio station. Come visit us.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll get into it. Start with 10. We'll make our way up.
All right. Well, the aforementioned artist Grimes coming in at number 10, down from number 5. Her latest album came out in late 2015 and picked up lots of accolades in the year-end lists. And we're going to hear a track from that one called Butterfly. After that is our new record by Dive. It rises one spot to number 9. And we're going to hear Under the Sun, and also rising one spot to number 8. This week is Ty Siegel. Last week, number 9. His latest in 2016 on Drag City is called Emotional Mugger, and you'll hear Squealer.
Here is Grimes, your number 10 spot this week, a song called Butterfly. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Oh,
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Number 8. up your ear. Slowly standing up, I'm sitting down. Cut my finger, hurts to push it down.
That was Squealer by Ty Siegel, closing out our first set of the second hour at number 8, up one spot this week, a selection from Emotional Mugger. Dive before that is the Is R at number 9 with a track Under the Sun, and we kicked off that set with Butterfly by Grimes at number 10, down from 5 is Art Angels.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20, and we are continuing our chat with Stephen Karlick, catching up on the week's music news and what's been happening in the world of music. And Stephen, to talk about this guy just seems like it just seems natural now because he's been in the news so much. But Kanye West, and I actually think this is a cool idea, he hasn't released a physical release of The Life of Pablo, so why not continue to work on it?
Yeah, he made a tweet the other day that said, "I've been working on The Life of Pablo for 3 weeks. It's a living, breathing, changing creative expression." So kind of an interesting way of framing the fact that he has indeed been changing the life of Pablo ever so slightly over the last couple of weeks, adding tracks, remixing tracks, taking out one feature and putting another in, changing lines. So yes, like you said, because he has not released a physical copy, he's been able to keep working on his new album, The Life of Pablo, and on March 15th, he made a few more changes to the LP. Most importantly, Kanye reinstated the Sia and Vic Mensa appearances that were initially missing from the hotly anticipated album track Wolves. That track closed out with a Frank Ocean interlude that is now its own track, and it's titled, you guessed it, Frank's Track. He also changed the streaming version of the song Famous so that it has slightly different lyrics as well as some new vocals in the background. So slight changes, but it's sort of an interesting thing to keep following, and it brings up questions of whether, you know, at what point is art art? At what point is it outside of the creator's hands and up to your interpretation? And this has been sort of, I mean, equal parts frustrating and fascinating because you never know exactly when you've got the finished version of The Life of Pablo or whether it'll ever make its way to vinyl, CD, or increasingly tape. So I guess we'll have to see with this one.
From the name of the album itself to the tracks, it just seems like it's evolving. So we'll see what happens with this album.
Yes, indeed.
All right. We have news about Sloan to talk about. They've got an extension to their anniversary tour.
Yes. As previously reported, Sloan are taking their 1996 album One Chord to Another out on tour this year to mark its 20th anniversary. But following some already reported tour dates, the Maritimes bred alt pop quartet have offered up details on another clutch of concerts around Ontario, while the first batch of One Chord to Another 20th anniversary tour dates get underway early next month, running from Barrie, Ontario towards Vancouver Island. Sloan have now added a few U.S. appearances to the schedule before heading back to Ontario. There are now 8 new celebratory shows adding to the already lengthy tour. Of course, if you're a Sloan fan further out east, the band confirmed to exclaim that a third round of concert appearances as part of the tour will be revealed later this year. Those particular dates are expected to take place in the fall, but for now you can see at exclaim.ca dates that range from April 5th all the way to May 14th that head through every province between Ontario and the West Coast, and like I said, more to come on the East Coast, so much to look forward to.
If any members of Sloan are listening, and I know you are, don't forget about New Brunswick. We love you. So come see us. All right. Great news for Sloan fans. We'll round it out now with kind of a unique story, and then we'll get to your song pick. But first, this high definition vinyl. I don't even know what that means, but it sounds cool.
I hardly do either, to be honest, even after reporting the story. But obviously anyone knows that vinyl records are, of course, experiencing a major renaissance. Now apparently there's a company pushing the format in a new direction by revolutionizing the current manufacturing method. In conjunction with Australian lab Research Joanium, Rebeat Digital founder Gunter Leubel has reportedly developed a method with which vinyl records can be manufactured with a longer playing time and a wider frequency range. In an article translated by Reddit user Eisfeld, German technology news source FutureZone reported that a patent for the new method was filed last week. According to the article, compressed audio data would be written to a record stamper through a laser, resulting in optimal groove structure through digital processing. The accuracy would reportedly make vinyl records hold up to 30% more information in their grooves, allowing a greater range of frequencies. With regards to how current records are manufactured, the cutting stylus can reach hot temperatures at high frequencies, resulting in a limited dynamic range. So, some really interesting stuff there, some jargon that that even I'm not totally sure what it means, but read the article online. It is a fascinating prospect given the wave the vinyl is riding right now, so we'll just have to see what exactly it means. In the meantime, don't worry, apparently the high definition records will still be 100% compatible with all turntables, so don't go buying don't get rid of your turntable now.
And don't get sucked into buying some internet schemed fancy high definition record player.
And don't try putting a record in your Blu-ray player.
Those are all great tips just for life in general. All right, Stephen, thanks so much again for joining us this week. Great music news, and you can always check it out, exclaim.ca, or check it on the stands near you. We will turn it over to you now for your song pick of the week.
Thank you. My song pick this week is from an album that I just sort of discovered just a few weeks after it came out. This is an album called Varmints by a composer named Anna Meredith. Meredith is a British composer and a performer of electronic and acoustic music, and a former composer in residence with the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra. So she has quite a career behind her already. But now, just a few weeks ago, at 37 years old, she released her first album. And what's really fascinating about Varmints is that, you know, it's an electronic record, or even potentially you could call it a pop record, but it's filtered through the lens of someone who spent her life playing, fully orchestrated music, that she's got classical training and everything. So it's got this sort of, it's got that bent to it. It's really an extraordinary album, and the song I picked from it is called Nautilus. It's the opening track, and it's got a lot of Steve Reich to it, if you're a fan of that. Check it out now. There's sort of a slight change in the song, approximately 3 minutes in, that's really incredible. Give it a chance, let it sink in. It's Nautilus by Anna Meredith on Earshot Radio. Thank you.
Moonshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue featuring Drake, Lapsley, Violent Femmes, Ethan Hawke, Dirty Nil, Bauer, Intuit Over It, Matmos, Loretta Lynn, Charles Bradley, and more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Number 7.
Soft, and now she's on the brink. wash the water under the starry cloak of night. Blue light, baby, won't you light me a lantern? It's been too many hours since I last saw your pretty face. If a night is dark, what if I don't see it when the man turns his human bark into another place? Sometimes drinking I feel so happy, but then I can't remember why. I feel sad all over again. Sometimes drinking I don't know my best friend for my best friend. Drum, an ancient, ancient arrow. His people cold, swept onto the tender plain. And slow by slow by slow by slower than slow, unto the open houses brought by the children, Joseph came. Songs by the fire a while. Here are stories, my child. Don't you feel that train chugging in thy head? Oh, and now I know who I really, really am. I'm gonna stay on track. Still, I can't. I'm haunted by the sound, click, clack, click, clack. Yes, and now I know who I really, really am. I'm gonna stay on track. Still, I can't really lose myself. Talk, man, I guess I need to listen. When she got caught in this world, bet she didn't even think. The wolf that hides the wolf inside sheep's clothing could be so soft, now she's on the brink.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Nap Eyes with Click Clack, this week in at number 6, down from number 2, very near the top of the charts for quite some time and still sticking around in a pretty high spot in our second hour of the program, is the album Thought Rock Fish Scale. Before that, Ray Spoon dropping only one spot this week. Latest album is called Armor, and you heard Flood. And as we do every single week, Stephen Karlik gave us a pick, and it was Nautilus by the British artist Anna Meredith.
Are you sure it's not Thought Rocket Fish Scale? I sincerely apologize.
You should let them know that you want that to be the name of their next record.
The follow-up record is Thought Rocket Fish Scale. Anyway, we've got a few more tracks to get to, and we're also going to have the lowdown in there as well. But right now, first, Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at the number 5 spot.
All right, a really great record in 2016. Actually, a couple of them. I mean, all of the records in the charts are great, but two of my favorites are in the next set here. In 2016, Savages have a new one out called Adore Life on Matador. You're going to hear Slowing Down the World. And Chase the Bright and Burning by Sarah Neufeld. Her newest album, The Ridge, is at number 4, all the way up from number 14. We'll be right back.
Shot 20. Number 4.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was a track called Chase the Bright and Burning. Sarah Neufeld in at number 4, up from 14. Her newest album is called The Ridge. And before that, dropping only 2 spots to number 5 was Savages, and their newest album is called The Door of Life. You heard it, Slowing Down the World.
All right, we're going to jump into a quick look at the debuts that are on the charts for the lowdown this week. Lots to tell you about, but lots of music to get to too. So Brian is going to just give you a recap, a quick overlook of what's debuting below the top 20.
Yeah, as many weeks, there are tons of debuts this week below the top 20, 11 in fact, and they start off at number 50 in our lead-in spot. It is Jazz Cartier with a really cool new hip-hop album out of Montreal called Hotel Paranoia. Sandy Gold at number 45, 99 cents is her latest release. We have God Don't Never Change, the songs of Blind Willie Johnson at number 43, not Willie Nelson. That'd be a very different record. At number 41, it is After Funk. They have a new one out called Till the Sun Comes Up. Dead Obies, also hip-hop, coming out of Quebec, it is at number 39. And at number 35, Michael Feuerstack has a new one on Forward Music Group, as always. It is called Adult Lullabies. Dr. Dog, at number 34, The Psychedelic Swamp. Shotgun Jimmy, Field of Trampolines, at number 32, this time on You've Changed Records. Mavis Staples has a new one out called Living on a High Note. It's at number 31. And the Zolas, one spot up from there, at number 30 with Swooner. And we close out our lowdown this week at the highest spot possible in the lowdown. At number 21, it is Teen with an album called Love You.
Lots of names in there that I can imagine are going to make it into the top 20. Shotgun Jimmy,
yeah, Santee for sure.
Gold.
There's probably that. out of the 11, there's at least like 5 or 6 records that are from artists that we've seen in our top 20 before. So you never know what the next week's going to look like. Lots of jumbling actually amongst some of the artists even in the charts this week. So should be pretty interesting to see what happens in 2 weeks' time.
When was the last Sandy Gold album? It seems like it was a long time ago.
No, there was a record since then. I think it's only been maybe two or three years.
Okay.
But she had an album out when we started the show too. That was her first album out
right back
5 years ago or so.
However long
four
it was.
Four or 5 years ago. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for that, Brian. We are going to get into the top three most played albums across the country. Kick it off at number 3. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at that spot.
Yeah, a little bit of jumping here at the top. Our number 1 sits still, but there's some pretty interesting developments, so be sure to stay tuned right now. At number 3, up one spot, you're going to hear You Say Party. They have a new record out. It is self-titled on Paper Bag Records, and here's a track called 112.
Thank you.
your shot 20. Number 2.
Let me in.
It's the Earshot 20.
Our number one again this week is Bajabulau, who has a new record out called Good Advice. You heard a track called Let Me In. A high climb from her debut at number 29 last week. Not a big surprise to see all the way up at number two. It is Winter Sleep. Their latest record is called The Great Detachment. You heard Who Are You? And 112 by Yusei Party from the album of the same name at number three, up one spot this week.
And that does it for us. It's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland also in studio, and we're doing this every week, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Check out the website and also check us out on our over 25 great partners who carry this program, or on radioforall.net and podcast through iTunes. Thanks very much for tuning in. We're actually off next week, so we'll see you on April Fool's for the next live show. Until then, enjoy yourself and stick around, because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.